The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Robin just took a big drink, so she's not going to be able to talk for a few seconds, but we're going to continue with her topic here. Condition of the economy affected you, especially when it comes to hunting and fishing? Let's talk to Chester. Good morning, Chester. How are you, buddy?
Well, it's not about that topic. I just called to give you a recipe, if you want to call it that.
That's fine.
I had my group over for practice last Saturday, and my wife made a big pot, and these guys went bananas. They went back like three or four times, slopped my kitchen all up, and my wife told them, she said, I'll make it again for you, but you're going to pay for it, and you're going to wash dishes, and they all agreed. What she made was barbecue beef stew.
Mm.
And she took... I know it's very easy. She took Jack Daniels, because we like the Jack Daniels barbecue sauce.
Right.
Because she ran out of beef cubes or some kind of, broth, and she used that to supplement, and it turned out wonderful. Oh, my God, it was delicious.
How'd she make it? Crock pot?
She made a beef stew without, instead of using, like, beef bouillon or beef broth, she put that barbecue sauce on.
Right. She had a little bit, but not enough to finish it off. So she added the barbecue sauce there, and oh, my God, it was delicious.
Did she do it, like Alan was saying, in the crock pot or on the stove, or what did she do?
On the stove in the big old, ones they used to make moonshine in, the big tubs.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, like one of those big.
Yeah. Now, before I go, I have a joke for you.
All right,
here we go. This 80-year-old couple goes into the doctor's office.
Hey, got to go. Sorry, buddy.
You heard it?
Yeah, got to go. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for taking my telephone call. Robin, that was a great question about the price of gas. Real quickly.
Thank you.
I'm in Reisterstown. It's about $4 a gallon. Then the truck pulled up, the fuel truck. After a person left the pump, the last person, and the truck, you know, the pump's closed, the truck had to refuel the underground areas. And then they went out, and of course, you know, the price went up again. So, you know, in some places, it's a little bit over $4.
Yeah.
This weather, I'm a veteran. About 3 years ago, we didn't have a spring. It went from winter right into the 70s and the 80s. I remember that from a few years ago. And on the state of the world, I don't think that we should actually put boots on the ground in Ukraine. I would agree with sharing our technology, most definitely. And then lastly, over the last 15 years, I've been listening to this program, and it has added a lot to the equation. I was mostly fascinated with the stories that you used to tell about how in a way, it was kind of like it was a big thing about how you would get prepared to go out there so that the deer wouldn't smell your scent.
Oh, yeah.
With barbecue deer is great also.
He got a lot in one sentence.
Man,
I love it.
Mark,
you
take
are
a breath.
Efficient.
Thank you. But I just woke up. I could do the coffee sound effect if I wasn't just waking up. But I loved it. I used to love that too, Alan. And I got it after all the years. You know, hey, Alan and Robin Ellis sounds great now. Instead of, you know, it used to be Alan Ellis, now it's Alan and Robin, and it's great.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we have. I really do give him a hard time of how he gets ready to go out and be odorless for these deer. So,
But it works,
and I can imagine their smell. Again, it's one of our creatures on the earth. And from my understanding, animals have a very acute sense of smell. And
they
so,
do indeed.
I imagine they don't want to smell whatever it is that the humans emit. And so there's a process to cover that up.
I think they have. I can't say the number. I'm going to do a low ball. I think a deer has 50 times the scent receptors that humans do. So, and bears are even more, you know, I asked the question, how does a polar bear smell a seal across a sea of ice and walk a mile or 2 miles to find a seal under the ice? Bears that's have that amazing. Kind of acute sense of smell.
That's amazing. Well, my cat's got an acute sense of smell. All I got to do is say, are you hungry? I'm sure he smells the food. That's my
joke. Of course. What were you going to say, Rob?
No, I was going to say, you said it works, doesn't it? How do you prove it works? Honestly,
I can prove it works because when the deer are downwind from me and they aren't alarmed, they're not smelling me.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Stay a certain distance. If they could smell, I'm imagining, I'm guessing they would just stay a certain distance from the hunter if they could smell something that was off-putting to them.
But I mean, how do we prove that that's what they're doing? I mean, honestly.
The trophies.
I'll tell you what, Robin. You go out there without preparation and try to get within 25 or 30 yards of a deer.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. You got it.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, buddy.
Thanks
for the call.
You have a super day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-668. Robin?
What? You and I will always...
Millions and millions and millions and millions multiple millions of dollars are invested by hunters every year to try and fool the deer's nose.
I know that.
You cannot,
which I find very amusing.
You cannot disagree with the fact that deer have a keen sense of smell. Every hunting program that you see, they're spraying down their boots, they're spraying down their hats, they're doing everything to kill human odor. You know,
at a molecular level.
All you're saying is what?
There is no real way to test that, okay? I mean, you can't, because you can't. You could have one guy who smells funky and one guy who smells like can't smell, okay? And both deer take off, okay? Or one deer takes off and the other deer doesn't take off, but you can't ask the deer why it took off. There's no absolute positive way to prove it.
Okay. I would rather have a scent destroyer applied to my clothing at a molecular level, or wear clothing that has scent bacteria. Bacteria is what causes the odor. Bacteria destroying filaments of silver or whatever in the clothing, than to go, you know, just go and go, hey, you know, I'm going out here without taking a shower. I'm going out here, you know, I haven't washed my clothes all yet. Waterfowl hunters, totally different. All they have to fool is a bird's eyes.
Uh-huh.
Deer hunters, you got to fool their nose, their ears, and their eyes as well. So, but I will take your point into consideration. How do you know?
I'm just saying you can't prove it.
Okay. Can I say this?
Uh-huh.
I've been deer hunting since I was 13. I'll be 68. That's 55 years. Okay. More often than not, when a deer is downwind from me and I'm not scent free, he's going to bolt. Okay? You can see it happen when a deer is moving left to right, right to left, whatever it might be, and your scent is blowing somewhere across the line where he's walking. Last time I was out, two deer came by, okay? Wind's blowing to my left. They circled me, and they didn't smell me out here because of the wind. But when they got downwind, they smelled me and started acting real fishy, despite my best effort to remain scent-free.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you.
Well, I'm not arguing with you, but, it's been – would you agree that deer have a heightened sense of smell? Deer smell better than humans. I mean, are able to detect odors better than humans.
I,
right now, deer smell better than you.
Probably. You were really digging deep.
That was a joke, son. Would you agree that deer...
I don't know because I haven't done any research on it.
Okay.
I haven't. If I research it, I can tell you if I agree with you or not.
Okay.
I think we had that conversation last night. Sometimes you got to research stuff.
Sometime between now and hunting season, maybe you should research that.
Mm-hmm.
410 WCBM 680, 410-9.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good morning, Robin. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Good. I'd like to talk up gas prices around me here in White Marsh area. They're about $4 a gallon. There was one big box store, to go nameless, that's about $3.55, and that has the biggest line, obviously, around here.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know. Yeah. I mean, my daughter's borrowed my car a couple times when she had to travel across the bridge for work this past week. Because mine's smaller than hers.
Yeah, I have a truck that gets about 16, and my wife has a car that gets about 35 miles a gallon. So you know which one we're driving now.
Of course.
Yep, but the other thing I wanted to talk about in conjunction with gas prices is yellow perch. I am in my 50s, and I've been chasing yellow perch on midshore around your area, Alan, for 40 years.
Yep.
The gas prices have definitely cut down on the trips that me and my fishing network, you know, the friends that I fish
sure.
with, take over the bridge. And the one thing, I to get to the yellow perch, I would like to say that this year and probably the last 5 years, I would say every year it seems to get worse and worse and worse. We start taking trips in December, and we run the shore all the way through the spawning run.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you the last 3 years in particular, it seems like we catch less and less yellow perch all the way and up to and through the run. And we talk to the same 50 people that we see at all of our fishing spots.
Right.
And everybody feels the same way. You know, is it predation? Is it environment? Is the weather changing? Is there something else going on? But I can tell you we're definitely seeing a lot less fish. I know they have a good bite up north, you know, around the Susquehanna this winter. But all the usual spots around you and east and a little bit north of there, it's been bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't catch many bluefish anymore, you know, but you can catch plenty of puppy drum. You can't catch any hardheads of any size anymore, but you can catch, you know, I mean, I think things like fish populations are cyclical. I don't doubt that there are environmental factors. You know, I don't doubt that there's possibly more pollution going into the bay, more runoff or something like that, that, you know, tends to, but the weather patterns that we've had the last few years have definitely look at this year. You get a 60 degree day.
Yep.
And then the next day it's, you know, 18 degrees. So what,
yes.
I mean, I know Uncle Dale would be able to help us answer that question, but it's not really a question of temperature per se. I think that has a bearing on it. It is the diurnal period, the amount of daylight that, you know, that prompts this. So if we don't go fishing on that 14 degree day and the fish pick that day to spawn, I don't know. I'm just spitballing here, but
understood. Yeah, I do know about a month ago.
Yeah,
you know, I talk to a lot of people at fish. We always give each other our reports. There seems to be a little bit of yellow perch life towards the end of January. You know,
they're
going to turn on. You know, we're starting to catch some bucks.
Right.
That was for about a week, and it wasn't great, and there weren't a whole lot of keepers in the mix, but you were catching fish. And then they seemed to literally have disappeared.
Yep.
I had a friend who's made 6 or 7 trips to the shore, and he's come home with 2 keeper yellow perch out of 6 trips. You know, a few crappy, but almost no yellow perch, and not catching any of the 6, 7, 8-inch bucks either.
Wow.
I wouldn't say odd. It just it's definitely different. Cyclical,
different, yeah.
Maybe, but I don't know if the biomass is even down. It's just been very bizarre.
Could be. I don't know who studies that species here in Maryland, but we'll try and find out what we can find out.
No, I appreciate it. It's great talking to you guys.
Nice talking to you. Thanks, buddy.
Have a good day.
You too.
You have a great one.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Break.
Yeah. Did you want to say something?
Mm-mm.
No comment?
Nope.
So, yesterday, Clyde's Sports Shop 10-day sale started with a bang and runs through March 13th, Sunday. Tackle for perch and trout are on sale. You can save on premium monofilament line, monofilament only, not the Power Pro braided. Starts at just 1 cent per yard. Bring your empty spools in and have them install new line for half price. Shakespeare rods and reels are on sale, including the Ugly Stick. Fluger rods and reels are on sale. The Fluger President Series spinning reels are definitely on sale, as well as the Penn Battle 2 Series spinning reels. Kids fishing combos start at just $19.95, and these are combos and kits that have the tackle attached to the rod for trout, bass, catfish, panfish, and more. All rod and reel combos are on sale, and while you're at Clyde's, having all that other stuff done, or maybe you just stop in for bait, take a look at the St. Croix fishing rods. If you're ready to upgrade, you're ready for St. Croix. There's a great selection there from ultralight to Super Duty. St. Croix fishing rods are the way to go. Live and frozen bait, minnows, fishing license, rod repairs, and tackle for everything that swims in all of our Maryland waters. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Stop by Clyde Sports Shop for the Let's Go Fishing 10-Day Sale. Phone number 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Spring's right around the corner, just a couple weeks. And you will feel like it this weekend when it gets into the 70s. So why not stop by this weekend, Backyard Billy's, and take a look at that huge selection of outdoor furniture. They have got colorful, weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs, bar sets. There was hexagon tables. There's tables with sinks in the middle. You know, you can put your ice in there and then, put your cold food in there if you like. Adirondack chairs from kids all the way up to grandpa. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 at Kent Island. You'll see gym sets, swing sets, and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles. Free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg. You'll see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly evenings. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Open 7 days a week, including this weekend. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, coming from the bridge. That's Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. If you love the outdoors, be sure to attend the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoors Show coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds March 26, 27. Hours are 9 to 6 on Saturday, 9 to 4 on Sunday. The Maryland Sportsman and Outdoors Show offers expert seminars and excited vendors. And if you have a product that you would like to exhibit or a service, contact the show to exhibit through the website, mdsportsmanshow.com. Buy a boat, pick a taxidermist, join a group, book a trip. Guns and ammo, archery guides and lodges, deer scoring, taxidermy, apparel, boats and campers, kayaks and canoes, ATVs, clubs and organizations, all there at the Maryland Sportsman Outdoor Shows. Coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds, March 26th, 27th. For more, visit Maryland Sportsman Show, mdsportsmanshow.com. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back. Let's see. We talked to Mark. Let's talk to Bruce. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. So one of the things I'm concerned about the economy is the middle class.
Bruce, I got a question, buddy. What does this have to do with the conversation?
Well, it's about our economy.
We really weren't asking about something like that. So we'll let you go. Give us a call back when you want to talk about something that relates, okay?
Well, that has a lot to do with inflation, too.
Okay.
Let's go to Gary.
Okay, let's go to Gary. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Gary.
I got a fishing question.
All right.
Yellow perch tomorrow. We're going to launch the boat. Where are we going?
Why River?
Why River? Well, I guess we're driving first. All right.
Well, look, you don't have to. You just ask me.
Well, we're going to go where the fish are at.
Well, hey, when it comes to predicting fish and where they're going to be, I have always claimed this. I don't know the answer.
Right.
Okay. I know where they've been caught.
Right.
But fish swim. That is my answer to where are the fish today. Fish swim.
Yeah. All right.
So I would suggest, honestly, if you're not going to drive, pick some creek off the Magathie. That would be my best guess.
All right. That's better.
All right?
Yeah, much better.
Okay. So poke a couple of those creek mouths off the Magathie and see what you can find.
All right. And one more
deal.
Thing. Monthly prize funds.
Monthly prize funds.
Yes. You know, giveaways.
We keep trying to come up with something good.
Yeah, we do. Here's the thing, okay?
Yeah.
Our sponsors are great.
Yeah.
Okay. And if they want to volunteer something, I'm fine with that. But they're having enough right now dealing with today's economy.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Increased prices, you know, ammo goes up 15% and then a week later goes up another 10.
Wow.
I mean, it's incredible. The price increases across the board. I mean, we publish the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs. We've had to increase our pricing because of our costs on the other end. You know, paper went up 25% last year. So, you know, they're obviously going to pass that on to people who print. So, costs are going up all across the board. It's difficult for me to say to them, hey, purchase an ad in the Hunting Quarterly and be a sponsor of the radio show, and by the way, could you give something away?
Yeah, good point.
I mean,
maybe when we get some of our new orders in for our stuff we're looking at, we'll give some of our stuff away.
You know, we might be able to do some of that, you know?
So. Gotcha. All right, I'll let you know how it goes.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks for the ideas. We always appreciate
them. Great idea. Always appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Who's next, Chris?
We have Doug.
Doug. Good morning,
Hi, Doug.
Doug.
Oh, the greatest thing about your show is that nothing gets by you two. Thank you for alerting us that fish swim.
Hey, listen.
The what?
Fish swim. I said that to somebody one time, and it was like, you know,
I know.
Look, Doug's making fun of me, but it's true, man.
I'm being serious.
He's being serious.
I am being serious.
It's like, where are these people coming from?
It's like you can't pinpoint where the fish is going to be.
Right.
He was agreeing with you. He was giving you a compliment.
You can't fish stupid. You can't fish stupid. Anyway, gas prices affect me greatly because, like you guys, I'm a traveling salesperson.
Oh, my gosh.
And so it impacts everything I do, and it makes me schedule myself differently.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, but, I know this is really irrelevant to the economy, okay? But I was trying to get something to make for, I use a lot of crochet patterns. A lot come from Russia because the women over there just do really good stuff. And they're not, you know, it's got nothing to do with political. It's got nothing to do with government. Anyway, I didn't realize that I wouldn't be able to purchase this pattern I've been waiting for Easter. I've been cut off because of the sanctions. And I know that's a little thing, but I don't think people realize how much everything's going to be affected. And that really got me this morning because I just didn't realize it.
Right.
And it changes my whole plan.
It's not a little thing. It's not a little thing, Robin.
No,
it shows the interconnectedness of everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
So now I've got to change all my plans for what I was planning for Easter that I already bought the yarn for and everything else. So now I've got to reevaluate.
You can always check out what they sell in China.
Oh, cut it out.
Hey,
some of those women up there, over there, are just so talented. They're artists over there,
sure.
Are amazing.
Yep.
My question is, I thought the Chesapeake Bay was at the cleanest it's been in 30 years. Is that not true?
You know, it all depends on who you ask.
Okay. And how the answer affects them.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, if somebody's trying to raise money to clean up the bay, things are horrible. Everything is in some state of disrepair. Now the rockfish are in trouble, according to certain people.
But if they're trying to raise tourism, everything's better than it's ever been.
But if they're trying to raise money to save the bay.
No, I know. But I'm saying on the opposite end, it depends on who you ask, you said. Okay?
Yeah.
If they're trying to promote tourism.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's super.
I got it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And we wonder why people scratch their head. What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Oh, my gosh.
You know what?
I'm so frustrated with life right now.
Well,
that's
but
why we have fishing and hunting. We can escape all that. We can get out in the woods. We can get out in the water, and we can focus on that bait or that bobber or that jig or whatever. You can focus on that line going downstream, or you can watch that bobber in the pond and put all your attention on that and forget about the rest of it.
That's me with crochet. Same thing.
Exactly.
I get lost in
it. I would agree.
And when that fish
pulls
up.
I'm going out in my yard today to get away from it all and just, put on some headphones and weed and pull up crap and all.
Well, don't forget to look around while you're out there in the yard and see where that new table from Backyard Billy's is going to fit.
And watch out for the ticks.
And when you get on the deck, rearrange a spot on the deck for the new barbecue grill.
I am a charcoal guy still, so.
That's all right.
We have both, actually. We do both.
Oh, yeah.
It depends on how fast you got to be for the night.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy.
Have a super day. Thanks for the call.
Good call. Oh, my goodness. My goodness, my goodness.
I think I'm going to take the dog out today. It's going to be so nice.
I think you should.
And I think we're going to try to get her to learn how to fetch. She does it once. And then.
She was pretty good the other day for me. That little cardboard square that's out there, she would fetch that and bring it back. And then the ball, she did it like twice, and then, never mind. So, anyway.
We'll figure it out.
We will, definitely.
She's out like a light again. Some of these days, we'll have to show people how boring we are on the air, really, and take a picture of her and put it on our Facebook page and show them what she looks like while we're on the air.
Laying in her bed.
Feet, all fours straight up in the air,
in her crate,
out.
Yep, head laid back, feet up in the air. Good grief.
I wish I could sleep like that.
Yeah, me too. You know what, though? Fishing season's here, and crabbing's right around the corner at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters in Edgewater. The selection for tackle for freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing is amazing. Going to be great weather this weekend, so why not stop by? Rods and reels from the top brands are here. Artificial lures for perch and bass and snakeheads and rockfish line the walls. And there's live bait, and there's ice, too. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, stocks crab traps and trot lines, nets, bait bags, steamers, crab seasoning, and way, way much more for crabbing. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side, near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. And on the hunting side, they have a fine selection of guns from Gunrunner Arsenal, ammo, Matthews and Hoyt bows, crossbows, and all the accessories to go bow hunting. The waterfowl department is always ready to go to Bay Country Grabbing and Outdoors has everything you need. Just grabbing fish and tackle and put it in your cart and go.
That's right.
Yeah. Everything you need for recreational crabbing and freshwater tidal and bay fishing tackle, too. For more information, here's that phone number. Write it down. You want to keep it on speed dial. 410-956-0300. Visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. Here's one of our new sponsors, Spurry's Tire Service. I love these guys. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. You go in there anytime, you can hear any kind of conversation from the agriculture community to the, it's like a community.
It's like a woman's bar. Beauty salon for men.
Exactly.
Gossip-wise.
Yes, featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or truck. Any make, any model. I'll tell you, I love Bill. He's a great guy. One of the service guys? Oh. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, Spurry's tire service customers, including me, including Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. You ought to do this commercial yourself, Robin.
When I can breathe right again, I will.
Okay. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. Wow, that was quick. How about that? Well, we got a lot of callers lined up. Let's see.
Who's next?
We've got Frank.
I don't know it.
Frank.
Who is it?
Frank.
Frank. Good morning, Frank. How you doing?
Morning, Alan. Good morning, Miss Robin.
Morning.
What's going on, buddy?
I was laying in bed listening to you guys, and I heard Robin say, get out and stay out. So I jumped up.
There you go.
Somebody listens to me.
I'm going to move some tree stands and trim some shooting lanes.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No buzzards on your roof. I mean, you know.
No. No buzzards hoovering over me.
Wow.
You remembered that, huh?
I did. Yep.
There used to be a house in Rock Hall, and no matter when you went down there, there were always buzzards, like 50 buzzards on the roof of this one house.
Yep.
And always made me wonder what goes on in that house.
We had a caller years ago that said they were sitting in their dining room having their coffee or something like that, and it was like this was a couple days process, and they would all of a sudden, there were buzzards in their yard, and this went on for a couple days, more and more buzzards. All of a sudden, he's sitting there one day, and his dog yelped, fell over dead right in the kitchen, and after that, there were no more buzzards.
That's weird.
It is weird, isn't it?
Very weird.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Strange but true.
Strange but true. A lot of things happen that are strange but true. You know that?
Oh, I know it.
Yeah.
We know it.
Frank knows it.
Hey, Al, me and my son just spent 3 days up at the place in Western Maryland.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, getting ready for the...
Just got a new job.
Yeah.
Starting $17 an hour. Couldn't believe it.
Wow, nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. Nice. He's had some hard luck, and here's a stroke of good luck, finally.
Good for him.
Good luck. I wish him a lot of luck.
Are you heading up there turkey hunting this year?
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't miss it.
Cool.
I think I mentioned to you a couple of months ago, I lost my best friend, and he's the one that took me up there originally.
I remember that, yes.
And he passed in August, and I'm not going to miss the first turkey season without him.
I got you, buddy. So.
Now, that you got to make.
You got to make that one. So.
I'll be there, for sure.
All right, man.
You have a great day, Frank.
Have a great day.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Now, next is Tom, I think.
Yep. Morning, Tom.
My favorite talk show host and hostess. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Doing good. How are you?
Living the dream. But gas prices are killing me. I got a H2 Hummer and I got a Corvette.
Oh, you're getting murdered.
Yeah, like crazy. It's gotten so bad, I got to take the Corvette on service calls instead of the Hummer sometimes.
Wow.
Better gas. Yeah.
Wow.
You guys got any stickers down there that have, like, Joe Biden saying, I did that, pointed at the gas pump prices?
No, not yet, but not I can't wait to see it.
No.
Yeah,
I still have my T-shirt from Romney that said something like, yes, I did build that, or so. I can't remember. Remember when Obama came out and said, you didn't build that. You know, the government did that. Remember that?
Right, yeah. Well, there's some, I think he's an ex-senator or something up here. He puts up billboards. He had one up at Joe Biden with a rocket-propelled grenade with a towel on his head. Said, Joe Biden making the Taliban great again. Had another one. $6 gas and empty shells, Joe Biden's idea of an economy. Like, he puts up a new billboard all along. There are like four of them along 83 between
nice.
The line and Harrisburg. Yeah, he's really hammered for Joe.
That's, you know, nobody deserved it more. Yeah, Chris just sent us a picture.
Of that sticker, I did that on a gas pump.
On a gas pump, yep.
Yeah, you can't go in a gas station up here without seeing them. I don't know if he started here. Everybody up here feels like buying them and putting them on. But
that's funny.
There's a lot of them. I mean, gas has jumped 30 cents a gallon in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's up to $4.
18 cents in one day, 24 hours.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
When I was younger, I worked next to a guy that had a gas station. And, like, if he had a truck coming, he'd tell us, hey, look, I got 300 gallons in the ground. Come get your gas now before the truck shows up. Because he couldn't raise the price on the gas until he pumped what was in the ground.
Wow.
At the old price. Now, they just say something in the news and they raise the price, but that used to be a law, he told me.
Interesting.
He said, like, you know, the new truck's coming, the gas is going to be so much more, so buy your gas now.
Interesting.
And he told us he could not raise the price until he pumped all the gas that he paid the old price for.
Interesting.
So, and now they just,
fuel's
going up. And there goes the gas price.
Gotcha.
Good talk to you guys again. Take care.
All right,
you
buddy.
Too.
Thanks for the call.
I'll see you.
See you, man.
And then we've got Jim.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Alan, Robin.
What's up?
I just want to tell you that I agree with you about the scent thing.
You agree with Robin or me?
No, you.
To human beings when they get downwind to you. But I think you made a bad bet.
What's a bet?
You and Robin were talking about going into the woods and seeing how close you could get to deer. I used to hunt this area down on Hawkeye Road, right off Linkwood WMA.
Okay.
Dorchester County, you familiar with it?
Yep.
And, well, we had this girl, Dinah, and we used to call her the Linkwood Widow. She would pull in these huge bucks all the time. And everybody's asking how to do it. She pulled me aside one day, and she said she hung feminine products from the trees.
Oh, okay. I've heard that in the past.
I don't know if you ever heard that before. And I don't
I've
know
heard
if it's
it.
Coincidence or not, but she got giant bucks. I mean, like 10-pointers, 8-pointers all the time. And
interesting.
She would smoke us all. She hunted the property right next door. And it was just unbelievable.
Wow.
I'm glad I'm not hunting. Okay.
All right. Yeah,
and you were talking about the yellow perch.
Yeah.
It's not so much diurnal, it's like cyclical. Depends on the predation on them.
Yeah.
And the temperature of the water really is a lot slower than the air. So a couple days of warm isn't going to change the temperature of the water much. So that's
perch like 44 degrees. So, you know,
right.
Uncle Dale, when he goes for hickory shad, He's got a water thermometer on his belt, and he just drops it in the water to see where the temperature is, kind of be a predictor for what the day is going to bring.
Yeah,
you know, and he lives by that.
Thermocline, right? He knows what the depth is too.
No, well, we're talking a 2 foot deep stream.
Oh yeah, creeks. They're coming up to spawn.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, but also the salinity matters a lot.
There's all kinds of factors, buddy.
And you remember there used to be you put on Clyde's sports shop all the time.
Right.
Remember Hank?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he used to do the fishing report all the time. It's gone now, isn't it?
Say that again.
The fishing report with Hank?
I have no idea. I don't know if it is or not, buddy.
Sports shop special. No, you never heard of it.
You're losing me on that one. So.
I guess when he died, that kind of went away.
I would imagine.
So. I got one more thing.
Real quick.
This is very. It's a much better show with Robin. So glad you got
He can stay on longer.
My 27, 28 year legacy is just out the window because Robin hears it.
Uh-huh.
Robin's
yeah, it's the Robin and Alan show now.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to deal with it later.
She's fired. All right, buddy. Thanks. Hey,
we have a great day.
We really got to go. Thanks so
All right,
much.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
No, Donna, hold on through the break, please.
Yeah, thank you, Donna. We appreciate that. So, Clyde Sports Shop. 10-day sale. A lot of stuff's on sale. Line half price. Rods and reels are all on sale. But don't forget, Clyde Sports Shop has a supply of Winchester SXP Defender shotguns, the perfect home defense weapon. There are four different models to choose from. The basic model starts at $360, and for all the bells and whistles, you go up to $580. Stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, and own the firearm that could save your life, the Winchester SXP Defender Pump Shotgun at Clyde Sports Shop. Check that out, that's for sure. You know, Backyard Billies, we talked about them a lot during the show. They're a major sponsor of the Outdoor Show, Outdoors and Radio Show, and we really like talking about them. And you just need to this is no script, okay? You just need to go there and spend at least an hour, maybe more, walking around. See the showroom, see the stoves, see the grills, see all the furniture, see the sheds, see the gym sets. Just walk around the whole project there, the whole campus, so to speak, and you will be amazed what you can see. Look in all the little cases. Look, you know, around the front. There's wagons there for kids.
Can I say something real quick? We had to go to a doctor's appointment, so I couldn't go in with you when we stopped by there the other day.
Right.
But while I was waiting for him to go in and get what he wanted to get or needed to pick up, I just looked around from my car. Okay, and found five different things I didn't even know they sold.
Right.
You know, I think there was a chicken coop or something, or a garden shed or something. It was really cool. I mean, just real, maybe not. It was something for outside. Okay, there you go. I'm done. Sorry.
I got it. So visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America, Backyard Billies, open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B. Evans Avenue, Graysonville, if it's heat you want. Hearth America is the fireplace. Go this weekend. Yes, indeed. If you love the outdoors, be sure to attend the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds, March 26th and 27th. That's exit 80 off of Interstate 70. Hours are 9 to 6 on Saturday, 9 to 4 on Sunday. The Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show offers expert seminars and excited vendors. If you'd like to exhibit your products or services, contact the show through the website, mdsportsmanshow.com. Buy a boat, pick a taxidermist, join a group, book a trip. Guns and ammo, archery, guides and lodges, deer scoring, taxidermy, apparel, boats and campers, kayaks and canoes, ATVs, clubs and organizations. See it all at the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds, March 26th, 27th. For more, visit mdsportsmanshow.com. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Okay, we got Donna on the phone.
Good morning, all.
Morning.
You got to tell Rob to lighten up. He's so serious.
Who, me?
No, the screener. Isn't his name Rob? I'm sorry.
No, Chris.
Why is he so serious?
Chris. All right, he needs to lighten up.
He's got a lot on
his
plate.
I brought up a lot of stuff today. He's very busy.
Okay. No question for Alan today, but a thought crossed my mind, Robin. There are knitting clubs, there are quilting clubs, perhaps there's a crochet club. I'm not clear whether it's the pattern that you're looking for or help, if you can secure.
I don't need help at all.
I
like their artistic work that they did. That was all.
Okay.
That was all. Thank you for the idea, though. I really appreciate it.
Sure. On the news, there's a Ukrainian population evidently around Dundalk, so perhaps there's I don't know. Okay, so this would be like a brand new pattern that you would be able to get. Wouldn't be something that perhaps someone else already has.
No. This is something that they're an artist that designed this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Gotcha.
But thank you for the ideas. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Right, bye.
Bye. All right. Who's next, Robin?
I lost track.
So did I.
Henry?
Henry. Good morning, Henry.
Yeah. I was asking, what's the best place around the city, locations, to go fishing this time of year?
Henry, you know what? You've asked me about locations around the city just about every time you call, and I try to help you.
If I were going this time of year,
I go down to Hanover Street Bridge and see what you can do there. Okay.
All right.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Henry.
All right. Yep. Take care. Let's see.
Philip.
Good morning, Philip. Yep. How are you, Philip?
Well, good morning, lady and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah. Well, you're overboard with that gentleman thing. Sorry.
you are a gentleman. I heard you talk. Hey, I'm going to do a quick summary. Miss Robin.
Yes, sir.
About the, I believe Alan mentioned the hair salon, you know, for all the education that women get. And I know women are jealous because, see, the guys can go to the gun store. They can go to the fishing store. They can go to the garage, you know, the local garage, the tire shop.
Yeah.
All these places to, you know, gather and congregate.
Yeah.
Another little thing real quick, safest, easiest way to rid this country of Joe Biden, put him in the woods. Because anybody that would need to ride a train to get from Wilmington 95, Route 95, to Washington 95, because he was afraid he'd get lost, had never found his way out of the woods.
No, probably not.
I want to interject something here, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Joe Biden has a favorite gun shop in Delaware, and he's in there frequently.
Really?
So, yeah, really. And, I mean, this thing with a double-barrel shotgun,
yeah,
he's got more than one. So
I believe that.
I don't know anything about his history of firearms ownerships, but I do know people who know the gun shop and who know the owner of the gun shop and know that Joe is, used to be more frequent than he is now. I don't know if he could find his way from, you know, to the beach from downtown Rehoboth, but sorry.
Jill always goes with him down there.
Yeah, I know.
Always a big stink about that place. One other thing, did he actually say, and this brings deer in the question, did he actually say that deer, you know, you never seen a deer wear Kevlar?
I don't know if he ever said that or not.
That maybe, one I haven't
maybe.
Heard.
Maybe. We'll check it out.
Apparently at the soda, he said that. And I was just like, he couldn't find a deer if he had to. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. Take care. God bless you. I love your show.
Thanks, Thank Phillip. You so much.
Great way to end it, buddy. Thank you.
You ready?
I'm ready when you are.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy the weather. Thanks for the calls, guys. We really appreciate it.